Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. In the last issue, it was revealed that Anton killed his niece, Abby, and now he's taunting Swamp Thing with it. And Swamp Thing is pissed. Let's see what happens in this issue.
So we start this next issue.
31.
Yep. And Swamp Thing isn't ready to
believe that Abby's dead. He's trying to bring himself to the, you know, he's like, I keep closing my eyes and then opening them, hoping that she's alive. Mm-hmm. And every time I open them, she's still dead.
Yep. And he's just trying to get her out of the house. Like, he's done with Anton. He's done with, or Manton, sorry. He's done with Arcane. He's done with everything. All these creatures that are around him. He's knocking them down. Just, he wants to get out of the house. He's like, he's going to try and keep Abby safe-ish. But as soon as he gets out, Anton
explodes the entire house.
Yep. He's like, well, fuck you. And he's basically trying to teach Swamp Thing despair, which I don't get Anton Arcane's obsession with Swamp Thing to the point of, I'm going to take everything away from you just so you give me eternal life. Because that was the whole point of why he's attacking Swamp Thing to begin with.
Yeah.
It's like, Swamp Thing has eternal life. He doesn't want to share it with me. I'm going to make him share it with me by getting rid of everything he has. That doesn't make sense. Manton tells Swamp Thing, it's like, you think that that's actually Abby? No, it's a fake. It's a mannequin. Like, rip off the head. Just see. You can see it's all fake. And Swamp Thing looks like he's about ready to.
And then he's like, no, you're lying. This is Abby and she's dead.
Yes, really dead.
And dude, like, I like right
face.
Here.
That face?
No, look at the squid tentacles coming out of his side of his head.
Yeah.
Like, it was, there's some pretty deviously wicked...
This is Stephen Bissett, I believe. And Tullibin. Nope, it's Rick... It's basically Tullibin. John Tullibin and Rick Vitich. But, I mean, Bissett and Tullibin are the main artists on this.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's where all the creepy stuff, imagery comes from, which is great.
But then after he says that, Swamp Thing just carries Abby's body and walks away, and he's mm-hmm. like, wait, where are you going? You can't just walk away from me. You haven't even heard the best part. She's not just dead. She's damned to hell. And, you know, he keeps talking, like, he's basically trying to push him, talking about how, you know, he used his power to send an innocent to the pit, and...
I was going to say in the previous issue where all the hands pull it down.
Yeah.
You think that's her soul being shunted to...
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Because I would assume that the whole thing that happened after like the end of the episode where he's like, you know, say uncle.
Yeah.
Like, I'm assuming that right there, like, that was when she realized that she was actually dead.
Oh. Okay.
And then, you know, obviously left, you know, her body, and then that's when he pulled her, you know.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. I like that. Okay. So the whole point of why he's doing what he's doing, like we said, for despair, for a Swamp Thing, but as he is explaining everything, he's like, you know, you murdered me, Holland. You and Cripman and Pale.
Pale Cold Abigail.
Yeah, Pale Cold Abigail.
Launching me upon a fleshless odyssey through the dismal waters beyond death.
Yeah, you know, basically, when he gets down to the abysmal bottom, wherever the hell he was, on his way back up to our plane, he brought
other things were latched to him,
beings
basically.
With him, yeah. Which it was the Sally and Gus and
all the,
Mark
all the
and
creepy,
like all those guys that are now out in the world, basically doing what they did before. So,
basically talking over and going on like, oh, this is the apocalypse, you know.
Yeah, this is my apocalypse. Like, this is, I'm gonna bring hell on Earth, and there's nothing you can do to stop me. We go back, just a quick little page of the monitor and his assistant.
You know why his assistant dressed like that, right? There's only two people in there, and you got to get bored and lonely. Dude, come on. The V-neck of her shirt is cut down past her belly button.
Yeah.
Well, I guess my shirt is a cat suit. Well, yeah, of course. I mean, you gotta. What's not showing, you gotta be able to make sure you're at least, you know, imagining.
That's fair. And she asks, you know, what's the monitor? What's going on in Louisiana? But he didn't respond right away. So she's going to repeat herself. And the monitor's like, I heard what you said. Please don't disturb me. I'm concentrating. You know, I'm attempting to suppress, for the first time in my life, the uncontrollable urge to look away. Because he's the monitor. He's only supposed to
watch.
Yeah.
He can't interfere. He just needs to watch. And right now, just watching is making him unable to, just watch.
Yeah, because this is a situation that, if he were to help, would end quick. Because the monitor, as we know right now, is a very powerful being. And a bit of a shyster. Well, he's selling, at this point, we know, if I remember correctly, he's selling weapons to villains.
Yes.
So,
but there's probably a reason for that.
There is.
I mean, I don't know because I'm not really a big DC person. Yeah. But.
And again, I'm going to touch on all of it again when I get to Crisis. Because there's like some issues where he's talking to, or he recruits a certain individual to come to the Marla Hall, the big orb that he has up in space. There's some issues where he's just hands people things. Like, it's...
Yeah.
They were just basically laying the groundwork for their maxi-series they were pushing this coming... Well, this came out in 84.
Yeah.
The following year. So, we go back to Swamp Thing and Matt. Or, I'm sorry. Swamp Thing, who is carrying Abby. And he is having he's remembering everything. Like, he's starting to put the pieces together. And, like, for example, it's the dream of Abby and Matt and Arcane looking...
Arcane and Matt, like, talking to each other, hanging out like they're, you know, best buds or whatever.
Yeah, and Abby's like, I see my uncle over there talking to my husband. They're inseparable insects, you know. I'm assuming this is probably stuff that happened before Alan Moore.
No, actually, this dream right here, that thing was something that happened in the books that we read last time.
Was it?
Yeah, and because then the same thing with the Etrigan.
Well, yes, I remember that. I don't remember this part.
I'm pretty sure that was like one of the dreams that he had right out, like or it was when he was dead but not dead, like when he decided he wasn't Al Holland anymore and he was doing like the whole lucid dream thing. Like
that's right,
because he came across them at the house, and you know Abby was there, and then Matt was there, but he was with Arcane.
Yes, you're right. Okay, I remember that now. Yeah,
I mean it was trivial at the time,
but now
it makes sense.
Why. But yeah, then we have Etrigan talking about the spirit board and why the Monkey King came through, and
somebody's hand pushing it from
yep. Then we have a picture of the dead bird with all the insects coming out of it, like it's. Everything was leading to all these omens, all these warnings.
Like he's saying, if he would have paid attention, he would have known what was going on.
He could have probably stopped it before it got to this point.
But right now, he can't weaken.
Yeah. The entire time, Manton is following him. And
aren't you getting tired of running? It's pointless. You know the swamps can't protect you. This is my world now.
Well, and the entire time as well, like you have all these creatures crawling on him. He is starting to become and look more like Anton did when he died.
Yeah.
To him actually looking like Matt. Like, Anton is fully taking over. And, yeah, you're right. He was chasing him. But Swamp Thing stops. And he's like, there is no need for running. Not now. And Arcane is, you know, don't be ridiculous, Holland. What are you talking about?
And then he's like, yo, you've made the mistake, yep. Arcane. Things have changed since you were dead. I am not Holland. I am the Swamp Thing. I am the Clean Earth. He says, I am in my place of the power, and you should not have come here. And then he just fucking starts laying into him.
Yeah. And Arcane's like, you know, as soon as he punches him, Swamp Thing punches him.
You hurt me.
You hurt me. It's like, you shouldn't be able to do that. Like, you have no magic. Swamp Thing's like, no, Arcane, this is the first time we've ever fought.
Yeah, you've never encountered me. This
I'm Swamp Thing.
Is our first battle.
Yeah. And it's amazing. Like,
he is literally just wiping the fucking floor with him.
Fucking destroys him. For killing Abby and for doing everything he's done. And it's having such a bad thing for Arcane that he can't concentrate. So
all the bad shit that he did is starting to fall apart. Yeah. And
so like this first one is, I guess the one that they point out is Sally is getting ready to do whatever with that sailor. But
a hole pops in her head and she starts bleeding out of a gunshot wound that, you know.
And the sailor's screaming bloody murder and gets the fuck out. The Black River Recorporation starts to melt.
Liquefy and melt, releasing a stench like spoiled meat.
And Manton is...
And deep within the borrowed flesh of the returned man, something stirs.
And that would be Matt. Matt is taking his body back. He's fed up with what Anton did, you know, killing his wife and taking over his body. That he's like, no, fuck you, get out of my body. Like, fuck you, I'm done, we're done. I'm sending you back to hell. And he does. Which is a little anticlimactic.
But at the same time, it shows
it's
that...
It's perfect. Yeah. Like, it's good because...
Matt actually comes back from being what he was turning into.
Yep, which is great. Swamp Thing goes up to Matt and... asks if everything's okay.
Well, he says something is gone. You can see it in his eyes. The dreadful knowledge is gone, and there's now only. And then he says out loud, "Matt."
Yeah, he goes up to Matt, and Matt tries to explain what happened. He let him possess him. He let him take over. Like, I was too weak.
But now I have a choice that I can make.
Yeah, either I can save myself or I can save Abby. One thing I will point out, this picture of Abby, what is that on
her? Snow.
That's snow?
Snow.
Okay.
That's when I first saw that too, like, I didn't know what the hell was going on there, and then in the next picture over, you can see it's snow.
Okay.
Because the snow is falling between, Swamp Thing's legs, and then you can see that it's covering, like, her body and parts of her.
That, like, kind of freaked me out. I'm like, what the fuck's going on with her? Okay, so for the people who haven't read it, Abby is laying on the ground, but her eyes
and her mouth are pure covered. White.
Yeah, and it's snow, so I thought it was something odd. Maybe it was cocaine. Who knows? Maybe it was that.
it's baby gravy.
but Swamp Thing asks, you know, if he has
enough power to repair himself.
Yeah, and he's like, no, I'm gonna save.
I only have enough to prepare to repair one, and I don't want to live.
Yeah, he repairs Abby's body. But her soul is not there.
He says, if only I can reach her soul.
Well, he tries to.
And then it shows a picture of their hands coming together in darkness. And right before they touch, these tentacles basically come and wrap around her arm and pull her back down.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, the imagery of that is pretty awesome. Matt says, you know, he's sorry he couldn't. And then he passes out. I thought he died.
Yeah.
I thought, like, he was dead. But I know in the last issue of this arc we're doing, he is in a coma in the hospital.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's not dead. We see these cops going down the road. They're talking about everything that's going on tonight, how hectic everything was. Like, they mentioned the sailor, they being too drunk, saying he saw women with holes in their head. The fucking look on this guy.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. The fucking handlebar mustache, and then he's got the...
But they stop. This is the assist or the passenger police officer talking to the driver. The driver stops, whose name is Bobby, and the other guy's like, "What is it, Bobby? What'd you pull over?" It's like, you don't see the body.
And then he goes,
but they rush to Matt. Swamp Thing put his body in the road so somebody would see him. Although I'm happy that he stayed there and made sure that he didn't get run over. That would have been bad.
Dude, but if you look, like, he's got like this little smile on his face when they find him.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, good, they found the body.
Yes, I'm good. I'm going to walk away now. Cops get him to an ambulance. They could tell that he was in a car accident, but they couldn't see his car. So basically, his body reverted back to the way it was.
And he said, you know, the guy even says, you know, he's got the crushed sternum, this and this and this.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Vertebrae. He was definitely in a car accident, but where's the car?
Yeah.
Which, here's a good question. So, like, wherever they had their car parked at the time, did it go revert to its original?
Well, I'm assuming the car was at the house, and the house got blown up.
Oh, that's true.
So
it blew up, yeah, so you wouldn't know either way.
It would get destroyed anyway. Swamp Thing goes back to Abby and
carries her off into the swamp.
That picture of her
is creepy.
Yeah.
Well, because you gotta remember, her body's alive. There's just no soul in there.
Yes.
That's why she's drooling. So it's basically being a vegetable.
which is so fucked up, man. So fucked up. But we end this issue. He's carrying her across the swamp.
This frozen swamp into the sunset.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Swamp Thing story.